Now to our story on China's proposed ban on children under 18 playing video games late at night. A draft law makes it compulsory for computers and smartphones to be fitted with software that would track young night owls who flout the gaming ban. From Beijing, China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
In homes and gaming cafes across China, millions of people while away the night playing online games. And authorities think that's a problem. There are 170 million children and teenagers accessing the web in China. And juvenile crime specialist Hu Fa Qing thinks they need protection when online.
The proportion of young internet users in China is relatively high. One of the reasons children and teenagers go online is to learn things, so the online environment needs to be improved.
Already the world's biggest censorship apparatus supposedly protects young minds from pornography, violence, and politically unsuitable material. But China's Communist Party sees video games as another threat. It's drafted a law to ban children and teenagers from playing between midnight and 8 a.m. Professor Tao Hong Kai is an anti-gaming advocate who wants to see more done to discourage young players.
I think now game is a kind of entertainment only after school, regular work or daily life. But now most of the kids, they play games. They don't go to school, they don't eat on time, they don't go to sleep. This is wrong. This kind of game is like an opium.
While Professor Tao's concerns about gaming may be at the extreme end of the scale, China's government hopes at the very least the ban would improve young people's health by forcing them off the screen and into bed. This would be achieved by requiring the installation of new software on every smartphone, tablet and PC that's sold in the Chinese market. Players are already required to use their government IDs to register with online gaming sites. So in theory, the software and ID checks will prompt gaming companies to identify minors who are still online and shut them off. Companies that let them keep playing beyond midnight will be fined or shut down.
I don't think now that this will work, okay? The main thing is not the internet, it's the game. The first is the content is not healthy. Second, is the game too big? You can never finish the game.
Video games are hugely popular here. China's market, the biggest in the world, is worth more than $30 billion a year. And China's government has long tried to dissuade people from playing. Up until recently, gaming consoles like Xbox and PlayStation were banned. There are also existing rules that strip gaming credits from users once they play continuously for more than 3 hours online. But at a gaming cafe in Beijing, employee Xiao Qi says the measures don't work.
Look at these mandatory warnings on the screen. It's just a bit of text at the bottom saying those under 16 must avoid becoming addicted. People never read this sort of stuff.
China's government plans to introduce laws for the new overnight gaming ban in next month's annual major political meeting. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for The World Today.